For MRMS, it applies R of A in areas of pure rain, where pure rain is restricted to below the melting layer, where Z is less than 48 dBz. If R of A cannot be computed, it will use a combination of R of A and R of Z, where the cool season R of Z is applied east of 105 west, and the Marshall-Palmer relationship is applied west of 105 west. And lastly, it applies R of KDP in areas with potential hail, where potential hail is anywhere Z is greater than 50 dBz. For dual pole, it applies very similar rain rate relationships below the melting layer as with MRMS. It applies R of A for pure rain, so anywhere the HCC identifies rain, big drops, or heavy rain when Z is less than 50 dBz. It uses R of KDP for areas with a rain-hail mix, and for heavy rain when Z is greater than 50 dBz. The one major difference is that the dual-pole QPE also uses the R of Z-ZDR relationship, unlike MRMS, which does not use this relationship at all. R of Z-ZDR is used for pure rain classifications for a thin portion that is still below the melting layer as defined by the radar beam center, where R of A cannot be used there due to its sensitivity to ice contamination. Additionally, the dual-pole QPE will default to using R of Z-ZDR anytime R of A cannot be computed. So the two most important differences below the melting layer are 1. R of Z-ZDR is the only rain rate relationship that is used in dual-pole and not in MRMS, and 2. Dual-pole relies on hydro classifications to help determine which rain rate to use, whereas MRMS is strictly based on reflectivity logic.